You're listening to SBS News.
Donald Trump has never been shy when it comes to suggesting policy ideas in public. The US president's latest is on the contentious issue of immigration and citizenship. He's proposing ending the right to US citizenship for babies born in the United States to non-citizens and unauthorized immigrants. That on its own is controversial enough. But Mr. Trump has told interviewers for a series on US TV network HBO, he thinks he can end that right by simply issuing a presidential executive order.
It was always told to me that you needed a constitutional amendment.
Right. Fourth Amendment.
You don't. Number one, you don't need that. You can definitely do it with an act of Congress, but now they're saying I can do it just with an executive order.
Mr. Trump says he's taken legal advice about the matter and that White House lawyers are reviewing his proposal. But it appears Mr. Trump's assertion that he can end so-called birthright citizenship with an executive order is not correct. The concept of birthright citizenship, or jus soli, in the United States comes from the 14th Amendment to the country's constitution, which has been in place for 150 years. And being enshrined in the US Constitution, any amendment would have to come from Congress. Sarah Turberville is a director of a Washington-based organisation known as the Constitution Project. It's a non-profit organisation that seeks to safeguard individual rights under the US Constitution. She says, quite apart from the rights and wrongs of the issue of jus soli, Mr. Trump's assertion that he can remove it via executive order is contrary to the very foundations of the United States.
I think it's a rather absurd proposal, candidly. I think that it's pretty clear that the Constitution explicitly confers citizenship on people who are born or naturalized in the United States. What the president cannot do is by executive fiat strip away rights that are found in the 14th Amendment to the Constitution. He is not a king.
Ms. Turberville says it's disturbing Mr. Trump even thinks he can change the law in this area by executive order.
What I find to be maybe most troubling about this is the assertion of executive power that it illustrates, that the president believes that he could just sort of issue a statement and it would change 150 years of precedent and it would change the founders or the ratifiers of the 14th Amendment's understanding and belief about what this amendment, the rights that this amendment was meant to protect.
In his HBO interview, Mr. Trump then went on to criticize jus soli, saying the United States is the only country in the world that has it.
Now, how ridiculous. We're the only country in the world where a person comes in, has a baby, and the baby is essentially a citizen of the United States for 85 years with all of those benefits. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And it has to end.
But a 2010 study from US group, the Center for Immigration Studies, which supports immigration restrictions, says that is not the case, and that at least 30 countries currently have birthright citizenship. And a further investigation by SBS News indicates that that number now may be closer to 40, including the United States' northern neighbour, Canada, and its southern one, Mexico. Australia is not one of those countries. The 1986 amendment to the Australian Citizenship Act means Australia has restricted birthright citizenship. Someone only has citizenship in Australia by birth if at least one parent was an Australian citizen or permanent resident, or else by being born in Australia and then staying for the next 10 years, regardless of their parents' citizenship status. Some countries have abolished jus soli altogether. A prominent example is India. India abolished jus soli in 2004. Someone born in India is only immediately an Indian citizen if at least one of their parents is an Indian citizen. India made that move in response to concerns about illegal immigration from neighbouring Bangladesh. With midterm congressional elections next week, it appears President Trump is trying to tap into similar sentiment. Such sentiment is nothing new. So-called anchor babies born to illegal immigrants under jus soli have long been a concern in the United States. But the so-called migrant caravan moving through Mexico has amplified those worries. Mr. Trump's deputy, Vice President Mike Pence, says Mr. Trump is doing all he can in this area.
Well, first, let's recognize we have a crisis on our southern border. And while this migrant caravan that's coming north has been a source of great concern for millions of Americans, I hear it everywhere I go as I travel across the country. The truth is that we have more than 1,000 people attempt to come into our country illegally every day. And President Trump, from our campaign in 2016 to every day since, has been calling on the Congress and taking the action that's available to stem this tide of illegal immigration.
The political and possibly legal battles over immigration in the United States look set to continue for some time to come. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.